So actually, I won't spend much time on this. This is something I do in other classes. So this, there is sort of a general framework I invented called complex systems, which we needn't discuss in detail here, but the idea of this is that you can try to quantify all these issues by noticing that basically software is mapping one thing to another thing. Each of these things I call a complex system. That's actually technically how it's defined by people at the Santa Fe Institute, who sort of invented this idea. A complex system is a bunch of interconnected entities, where those entities are not necessarily something simple, like grid points, but can be some arbitrary thing, which can also change. So a theory of complex systems is a theory of coupled entities. And from that point of view, something like a numerical relativity problem when formulated for the computer is a bunch of grid points coupled for an adaptive mesh. A computer is like a bunch of transistors or a bunch of chips connected together. So both of them are connected objects. And if you think about what we discussed about parallel computing, our goal is to match one set of connections to another set of connections, because we wanted the topology of the problem to map the topology of the computer. So some of the things I like to say when I'm discussing this type of point is that I'm sure at Syracuse, you study something called computer architecture, which is the structure of a computer. But actually, problems have architectures as well, which is actually quite similar to computers, and actually quite as complicated as computers. And so in my opinion, there's a perfectly good field of study called totem architectures. And in some sense, the goal of software is to express the mapping of problem architectures into computer architectures. And the different softwares, basic software choices, sort of make different choices in that space. A lot of you, or at least a lot of people at Syracuse, work on resource management software, how to load balance or a parallel or distributed problem. Load balancing is the task of taking this map and making it typically satisfy the requirement of minimum execution time. That's what the load balancing is, the task of finding mappings which optimize usually a criterion, usually execution time.